In yesterday's study, we left off with 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now, for those of you who might be joining for the first time, let me bring you up to speed. John, who is writing this book, is the son of Zebedee, as his brother James was. He writes this book sometime between AD 85 to 90. He's the youngest of the apostles, and he's writing a book here that has as its primary theme fellowship with God. And chapter 1 and chapter 2, I suppose you could say, are focusing on walking in the light. You and I ought to strive, ought to be concerned about our walk with God and how it can be closer, how it can be more aligned, perfectly aligned with the Word of God. You'll recall that in Paul's writing to the Romans in chapter 8, we find, along about verse 26 or so, "And whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." It's God's will for you, my friend, if you're a Christian, to be like Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a woman. This is not gender specific. In the broadest sense, every believer is to be becoming like Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, John writes then in this epistle, this general epistle, it does not have a specific niche audience. It's not geared towards some particular demographic, but it is in general to every believer. And you will notice in verse 4, "These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him," him referring to Jesus Christ. "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Now you say, well, that's kind of self-evident. Why do you have to say that? I think he's laying down a precedent here. He's driving down a stake that you can look back at and say, okay, if this is true, and then you begin to chart a course of your own here. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, if you're going to have fellowship with this God who is light without any darkness in association with him, what does that say about you and your character? What does that say about God's expectation for your behavior? Would it be stretching things at all? Would it be pushing at all to say that he would expect us then to be in the light as he is in the light and to be free from darkness, the darkness of sin in our lives? Let's go on. If we say, verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, you'll notice verse 6 is not the end of the sentence. The sentence doesn't end to the period in the end of verse 7. But let's look at this. Verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him, there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians. Well, yeah, I've been a member of the church now for X number of years. Yeah, I've been baptized for so long, doggone, I expect all that water's done dried up and gone away. They look back at some experience, and they claim that they're Christians. They profess to have fellowship with him, but watch, there's an if at the beginning of this. Now keep in mind that I told you, John is often considered to be the apostle of love, and while that is true that love figures strongly in his writing, there is something else that shows up even stronger, and that word is knowledge. As a matter of fact, or to know, as you study 1 John, or for that matter, all of John's writing, the gospel that bears his name, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, even the book of Revelation, underline, and if you have the time, if you're curious about it, count the times that the word know, K-N-O-W, shows up, or some form of it. To know, acknowledge, acknowledging, knowledge, knowing, new, K-N-E-W, you will find that John puts a great emphasis on knowing, not feeling, not guessing, not supposing, but knowing beyond any question, beyond any shadow of a doubt. Now, if you understand that, and you keep that in mind as you read 1 John, I think you're going to catch some things here that may have slipped your attention earlier. If we say we have fellowship with him, notice please, he's still using that plural pronoun, first person plural pronoun, we. He does not set himself apart and say, well, now you guys are not spiritual as me, so I'm going to talk to you so you can get. He says, if we, and he includes himself, puts himself in the same boat. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, now keep in mind the word walk, when it's used in the Greek, it has the idea of a standard of regulation. If you're going to walk in darkness, that means darkness regulates. It dictates your manner of living. If you walk in the light, that means your lifestyle is going to be dictated, regulated, influenced by that which is light. If you walk in righteousness, then righteousness is the thing that sets the tone for your lifestyle. If you're going to walk in sin, then sin is what sets the standard and calls the pace, sets the stride for you. Now, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. Wow, that's kind of harsh, isn't it? I mean, what happened to the love? My friend, you will find that John, and for that matter, anybody who truly loves the Lord, is not going to mince words when it comes to sin. Christians are supposed to hate sin. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Jesus died to save the sinner. He died to destroy the works of the devil. He came to take away your sin. He hates sin, but he loves you. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. It's interesting. He uses a word do. That implies action, movement, getting something accomplished. Notice, please, that truth is not simply a matter of what you say. Most dictionaries will define a lie as the intent to deceive. Oh, you may have one word definition, a falsehood, untruth. But when you're talking about a lie, you're talking about the intention, whether it is something said or something done or something implied to give the wrong impression so that a person winds up with the wrong view of something. He's been deceived. That's a lie. Now, you'll notice here, he says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Everything about us is screwed up. Everything about us has been warped. We're skewed. That is, we're not running true to form. Lopsided. Not balanced right. We lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. How much sin? All of it. All of it. Now, notice, please, it says cleanses us from all sin. It doesn't say cleanses us from all of our sins. Notice it's dealt with here as a principle, and it is used conclusively, and it includes all sin. Past, present, future. It's all under the blood, if you're a Christian. This is not a license to sin, and anybody that tells you is stupid, is a liar, or is deceived, or is simply ignorant of the rest of the Scripture. Salvation is free. Salvation is eternal. Salvation, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God doesn't change his mind. And nor does he give you the right, if you are a purchased possession by the blood of Jesus Christ, nor do you have the right to say, well, he might not turn his back on me, but I've had enough of him. You can't do that. I've seen people try, and I've seen them wind up in early graves. It's a foolish thing, my friend. Who will contend with his Maker? Who's foolish enough to contend with the Creator? But if we walk in the light, if we regulate our lives, notice this is in contradistinction to walking in darkness in verse 6, but if we walk in the light, notice, as he is in the light, You got the, again, it's almost like a little parenthetical statement set off with commas this time. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Now, there are people who claim to walk in the light that don't get along with other Christians. Now, look at this. If we walk in the light as he is in the light. Notice this. He didn't say, if I walk in the light, I have fellowship one with everyone else. He said, if we walk in the light, if you walk in the light as he is in the light, and I walk in the light, you walk in the light as he's in the light, we're going to have fellowship one with another. Now, if one's walking in the light and the other one isn't, or one is, well, I'm trying, but they're not where the Lord wants them, you're not going to get along the way you could. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, there it is. Underline that expression. As he is in the light. You want to have fellowship with God, you're going to have to get where he is. You're going to have fellowship with God. That's made possible and it's accessible through the finished work of Christ on the cross and through the continuing ministry of the Holy Spirit and by your education from the Word of God. But you need to be in the light as he is in the light. Quit your fooling around with sin. Quit playing footsie with the world. Too many Christians sit around playing patty cake with the world and wondering why they don't get answers to sin, wondering why they don't have any credibility with unsaved people, wondering why people blow them off when it comes to the matter of trusting their version of the Scripture, their interpretation. They have no confidence in them. Why? Because they are not in the light as he is in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Didn't say we will have. We do have. You can't be. Two people cannot be in the presence of the Lord and fight at each other. Two people cannot be in the presence with the Lord and be ugly with one another. You can't do it. And that's exactly what he's saying. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Notice ETH. Notice the ETH. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It just came to my mind here. I want to look this up just very quickly. Let's see here. And this is the message. I'm starting now the equivalent of verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from him, and at present is ringing in our ears, and we are bringing back tidings to you that God, as to his nature, is light, and darkness in him does not exist, not even one particle. If we say that things in common we are having with him, and thus fellowship, and in the sphere of aforementioned darkness are habitually ordering our behavior, we are lying and are not doing the truth. But if within the sphere of light we are habitually ordering our behavior as he himself is in the light, things in common and thus fellowship, we, the believer in God, are having one with another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, keeps continually cleansing us from our sin. The transaction is done, but my friend, your cleansing is something that is continuing. The Greek tenses demand it. The Scripture demands it. There it is. Now, I look at the clock and it seems like I just get started on something that I really want to say, and it's time to sign off. Well, that's it for today. I hope this study is going to be practical and helpful to you. I hope you'll join me the next time for the next edition of The Bible Says.